Hey guys, so I'm going to be doing a little ramble fap, which is actually my first one, so that's kind of exciting, you know. I was previously kind of intimidated by this just because it is really difficult for me to come. I'm just gonna be honest and say that. Yeah, I've been really self-conscious about it for years, really. But basically, I'm on this medicine. It's an antidepressant, an SSRI, and yeah, that's kind of killed my sex drive and made it really difficult to actually orgasm. So, yeah. But on the bright side, I have a really good vibrator. Highly recommend. It's the Satisfyer 2. Good stuff. Oh my god. Okay, I guess I should probably start now. I'm a minute in and I'm literally just talking. I'm not even doing anything. Okay, so I'm gonna get some lube. Okay. That feels nice. Oh yeah, I was talking about the toy. Yeah, so I got that like, I don't know, a couple months ago. And, that's been fucking amazing. I can squirt. I think my stomach just growled. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Anyway, I have been able to do that, like, a few times before during sex, just from, like, really deep penetration, which was kind of cool. But I didn't come, which was weird, but apparently that's a thing, because I looked it up and I was like, is that normal? Can you do that? Like, squirt without coming? Apparently yes. But now, with this vibrator, I can do both at the same time, so that's pretty fucking cool. And I can also have multiple orgasms, which is crazy, because I have never been able to do that. Like, that is a first for me. And yeah, there's actually a specific audio that I was listening to that has a special place in my heart, because it was the first time that I had ever, been able to come twice in a row. And then it's mostly twice. There was one time recently that I was able to do three times and I was like, okay, yeah, that's enough for me, you know? So, yeah, I'm usually a one-and-done type of girl, but recently I have been delving into more, so, you know, that's nice, that's fun. Yeah, so I have my dildo with me, and I actually have two different vibrators. I'm just gonna try them both out, you know. I have the one that is the really, really awesome one that's... The Satisfyer it's actually technically, like a clitoral suction thing, like vibrator. I don't really know I just call it a thing. anyway, so yeah, so I have that, and then I have another one that is just like a basic plastic purple vibrator, and it's like 7 inches long, pretty slim, lavender. Yeah, and so I used to use that one in the past, but it just kind of, like, wasn't doing it for me anymore. So I got this other one, yeah. Because with this one, it's like, it works for me, but at the same time, I can get overstimulated with it, and then it just doesn't feel good anymore, and I'm like, yeah. And then I don't come, and that makes me sad, you know. So, I have that. Oh, and the lovely, lovely hot pink dildo that I got at the same time as the Satisfyer. Oh my god. This thing is amazing. It's either these are the same one, actually. It's just two different colors. I don't know why they called them different things. It's the Addiction... either Ben or Tom, whichever one's the pink one. One of them's black, one of them's pink, but they're the exact same thing.
And it has like these really cool little ridges on the back, kind of almost like dragon scales. It is, I think the total length is like 7 inches long, but it's like 5 inches that you're able to insert, because it has balls and it has a suction cup on the end. But it's pretty thick. So it's like the perfect size for me personally. I really, really enjoy this. Yeah. So I'm actually gonna start using that now. Just kind of tease it against myself. Oh, it feels fucking good. Oh my God, it's Oh my Yeah, it is really nice to have an actual dildo because I didn't until just recently. And look, I have not had sex like with another person in over a year, which is kind of sad. But you know, just a lot of stuff has happened in the past year for me. Just personal life, end of a relationship. Obviously, Corona, all that stuff. And yeah, so I'm not meeting anyone right now. And it took a while for me to get to the point after my relationship where I would even be okay with like even thinking about going on a date or anything. And I honestly don't even think I'm ready for that yet. Still, but and part of it is definitely because there's literally a pandemic going on and I don't even get to see my friends. Much less meet up with anyone new. So, yeah. But on the bright side, I found Gone Wild Audio and get to release some of my sexual frustration this way. Yeah, and by, recording myself, fucking myself with a dildo. Oh, God. Like that. This is really good. Oh my God. Yeah, this is literally the perfect size to just fill me up and fuck me deep, but without, hurting. Oh my God. I think I squeaked a little bit there. I'm so sorry. It's really awkward. I'm an awkward person. Oh, God. Want someone to fuck me like this. Kind of got distracted there. I just realized I can play with my nipples. That's a thing I can do. I could probably also make them squirt milk if that's a thing you're into, but I'm not gonna do that because that just sounds kind of messy and kind of pointless to me right now. So, yeah. But hey, fun fact, I'm breastfeeding, so that's a thing. And yes, it did make my boobs bigger. It made my boobs a lot bigger, actually. It was ridiculous. Like, I literally gained a ton of weight while I was pregnant, but for some reason my boobs didn't get that much bigger. And then all of a sudden after I had a kid and my milk came in, I literally went from a C, like before I was pregnant, to freaking F. F or G, depending on the brand, whether it's like a UK or US size. I don't know how that happened, but it did. Because I always was like kind of self-conscious about having smaller boobs. And then I finally got to the point where I was like, okay, yeah, no, my boobs are cool. Like, they're a good size. And then now I have huge boobs and like they look okay. They're like proportional for my body, I think. But I miss having smaller boobs, to be honest. I'm sorry, I went on a whole ass ramble about my boobs. I am supposed to be saying sexy stuff. Or maybe I'm not. I guess a ramble fap, you don't have to. You can ramble and fap, which is what I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm gonna switch it up here. I'm gonna add a vibrator. And, let's see how this goes. Oh, that feels nice. Can I turn that down? No. That's like the lowest setting. That's a lot. Oh my god. That feels fucking good though. I don't know if you can really hear the sounds from me fucking myself. I hope you can. Because like personally when I listen to audios I like hearing the wet sounds. Turns me on. You know, whether that's you stroking your cock with your hand, or fucking a fleshlight, or even just, you know, as an audio recorder myself, sometimes for like eating pussy or something, I will use my hand and just kind of like lick it to make that noise. You know, whatever. Even if it's not like the real deal, it still sounds hot in an audio, so. Yeah, that's fun. Oh, this is nice. Wow. Yeah. The combination of this dildo and this vibrator might actually do it for me. Cause this was the vibrator that I kind of got tired of, and I like the other one better. But wow, this is really nice. Yeah, definitely adds something to it when I, you know, fuck myself while using a vibrator. It's really, really good. Oh. Wow. Now the only problem here is that, this is gonna sound silly, but my hand gets sore from fucking myself, because I'm trying to hold like the edge of it that has the shit, what's it called? Yeah, this is so good. I can't even think of the right words. The suction cup. Yeah, I'm trying to hold the suction cup part of it. And, so it's kind of like making my hand cramp. But it feels really good, so it's kind of worth it. But I'll like switch hands here. Yeah, there we go. Oh my god. But then I have to hold the vibrator with my left hand now, and so I can't pinpoint it exactly where I want. I'm gonna try the other one now, actually. Oh, whoops. Did not mean to turn it up, but fuck. Okay, yeah. On the end of this, it doesn't have, like, buttons. It just has a knob that you turn, and that's, like, your up and down button. So I turned it higher instead of lower, which is not what I was expecting. Okay. So this is the satisfier. And it kind of makes a funky sound. It's kind of loud, but I thoroughly enjoy it, so I don't really care that it's kind of loud, awkward. That's really good. I'm usually pretty quiet when I masturbate, so sorry if I kind of get distracted. It's kind of like a rumbly sound, I know. But yeah, sorry if I get distracted, because I don't usually, you know, talk, obviously. I don't talk to myself. I usually listen to an audio or something, so yeah, that's why this is a little different for me. But I am enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh. God, okay. That was... Whew, I'm getting close. That was like a little mini, like, overstimulation there. Like, okay, chill out. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yes, yes. Look at my feet are tingling. Fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. My god. Fuck. Oh my god. I just squirted. Holy shit. Oh, holy shit. Fuck. Oh my god. Holy shit. God. I had a towel down, but it wasn't enough. What the fuck? Okay. Oh my god, I think I'm gonna have to change my sheet. No, there's a bunch of clothes on my bed. I can't change my sheet. Okay. Wow. That just, like, fucking soaked through the towel. I've never squirted that much. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna get cleaned up. It is, like, literally dripping down my legs. Okay, so, that was a lot of fun. Did not expect that. I'm gonna put my clothes back on now. Because I'm going to bed. It's really late. It's like, I thought it was 1:30, it's 1:50 now, which is closer to 2 a.m. Great. Put some lotion on, because my hands are really dry. Yeah. Well, it's okay, it was worth it. And I now have a towel, both on top of my sheet and under my sheet next to the mattress, because I forgot I didn't have my mattress cover on. I, like, washed it a few weeks ago and was too lazy to put it back on my bed. And, yeah, so that soaked through my sheet onto the top of my fucking mattress. So that's fun. I'm sorry if no one wants to hear about that, or that's, like, weird or gross to talk about. Yeah. I might cut that part out. I don't know. Anyway, so, if you guys and girls enjoyed this, let me know in the comments.
I'd love any feedback, you know, if I'm too rambly, not rambly enough, I don't know. If you like hearing me talk while I masturbate, if you'd like to hear more moans and stuff instead, any particular subjects you'd like me to talk about, any scripts you'd like me to fill. I have a whole list of scripts that I want to fill. And I do have a link that I'm going to put up when I post my, like, audio list, that's a spreadsheet that shows the ones that I'm planning working on, like, the scripts that I'm going to fill. So, yeah, so if you're interested in keeping up with what I'm working on, just check that out when I post it, so, yeah. Anyway, I think I'm gonna stop rambling here because it is almost 2 a.m. and I need to sleep. So, yeah. So hopefully I'm gonna edit this and post it tomorrow, maybe. Yeah, so. I hope you had fun listening to this. I hope you came as hard as I did. Because that was really nice. That was fun. I think part of it was just, I had listened to several audios earlier, just kind of, like, throughout the day, because I mean, partially not just for sexual reasons, partially because I like to comment on other creators' work and say, like, hey, I think you did a really good job, so, and part of it was obviously because I think they're hot, but, like, I didn't sit down and listen to them and masturbate. I just listened while I was on a walk, actually. So,